A former chief of British defense staff says planning for the Iraq war was, quote, wholly irresponsible. General Charles Guthrie has criticized the former U.S. President George W. Bush's administration, but he says former British Premier Tony Blair's government must also share the blame. Guthrie says the lack of intelligence on Iraq was a national disgrace. Several former British diplomats and military chiefs have also accused Blair of making mistakes in his decisions. Tony Blair has already been accused of being a war criminal for his role in the conflict. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Mr. Christopher Walker, who is a political commentator, who's joining us now on the line from London. Mr. Walker, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, why has it taken General Guthrie this long to come up with such a statement?
Well, I think people are reviewing 10 years on the Iraq war, or disaster as they're more and more seeing it. There was evidence given to various inquiries, but that tended to be downplayed slightly politically. And of course, Mr. Blair is no longer a political player. It is now quite possible for army officers to come out openly and criticize what he did. Some of these criticisms were known in rumor form, but they've never come out so strongly. And I think the real venom in the British military attack, as it were, that's been launched in these interviews today is against the American Paul Bremner, the so-called governor of Baghdad, as appointed by Rumsfeld, the defense secretary, who made the tragic mistake of disbanding the entire Iraq government and the ruling Ba'ath party of Saddam Hussein, and therefore there was nobody over which to supervise law and order, and that's why the place collapsed into an orgy of looting.
Right, so Mr. Walker, then, you know, what will be the real world implications essentially of this sudden openness that we're seeing by former generals such as General Guthrie?
Well, I've you've seen it earlier this week in other interviews, you know, a growing suggestion that Mr. Blair really perhaps might end up as a war criminal. But it's really reinforced a view largely among the public. We had 1 million people who marched against the war before it was launched, that they the ordinary people were having the wool pulled over their eyes by an army that was actually disbelieving of a lot of the intelligence and instruction it was getting from the government at 10 Downing Street, and 10 Downing Street was itself virtually taking orders from Washington.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That was Mr. Christopher Walker, political commentator, speaking to us live on the line from London.